All the articles you have come to love in Equimanagement magazine are now available on the Equimanagement on Audio podcast. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Just search Equimanagement on Audio on your favorite podcast player to listen to all the latest articles.
Exercise's effects on respiratory pathogen detection in healthy horses. At the 2025 American Association of Equine Practitioners Convention, Dr. Nicola Pusterla, professor of equine internal medicine at the University of California Davis School of Veterinary Medicine, presented his research on the role of exercise in detecting selected respiratory pathogens. He began by reminding practitioners that stress, transport, co-mingling with conspecifics, lack of biosecurity, age of the horse, vaccination status, and use can predispose horses to infection. We can all realize that putting an ill horse beside a healthy horse is high risk. He added, "What we don't know is how this relates to subclinical shedders. The overall rate of subclinical shedders is highly variable, depending on the respiratory pathogen, population, and use of the horses, as well as season." Pusterla and colleagues conducted a study investigating the role of exercise in detecting selected respiratory pathogens, using nose wipes collected from healthy performance horses before and after exercise, when nasal secretions were increased. This was a voluntary study that trainers elected to enroll their healthy horses in at various racing and training locations in spring 2024. Nose wipes were chosen over more invasive nasal swabs. All nasal wipes were processed for nucleic acid purification and tested for true pathogens: equine herpes virus 1 and 4, Streptococcus equi subspecies equa, commensals EHV2 and 5, S. equi subspecies zoepidemicus, and an endogenous control. We compared the frequencies and quantitation for each pathogen in pre- and post-exercise samples, said Pusterla. We weren't really expecting too much because the samples were collected voluntarily from healthy horses. But surprisingly, quite a fair number of racing horses had a significant increase in EHV1, N equals 13, in the post-exercise samples. A similar increase in post-exercise frequency of detection was observed for EHV2-5 and S. equi subspecies zoepidemicus. We didn't know what to do with this information because the horses were not clinically affected, said Pusterla. They did determine that collecting samples via nasal wipes is easier, less invasive, and better tolerated by horses than swabs. Commensal pathogens are ideal to study dynamic rates of shedding in various horse populations. Pathogen frequency varied by horse population, that is, racing versus showing. Specifically, racing horses had higher rates of EHV 1, 2, and 5, and S. equi subspecies zoepidemicus than show horses. Exercise increased frequency of pathogen detection in nasal wipes. Absolute quantitation of pathogens reduced with exercise,